Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landon Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, to the dismay of a lot of folks in the U.S. beef cattle industry, the USDA says it can't conclude, at least as of right now, if anyone in the cattle industry violated the Packers and Stockyards Act in the aftermath of two major market disruptions over the past year. After months of work, USDA released a report last week summarizing volatility in cattle and beef prices following last summer's Tyson fire in Holcomb, Kansas, and the loss of packer capacity during the early stages of the COVID-19 pandemic this spring. Both situations, of course, led to record spreads between fed cattle prices and record high boxed beef prices. USDA officials can't say if there were violations of the Packers and Stockyards Act, saying in the report that the investigation into potential violations is continuing. Now, an accompanying news release from the U.S. Department of Agriculture said that the report doesn't examine potential violations of the Packers and Stockyards Act, but that the USDA continues to work with the Department of Justice and its officials there regarding allegations of anti-competitive practices in the meatpacking industry. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.